Blog Talk Radio.
What the fuck did I tell you, gurus and no haters, man? I'm the fucking greatest, man. You see how I beat the fucking shit out of that guy?
Hey, that dude's an MMA fighter. He does taekwondo, mixed martial arts, and he used to box, and he's a football player. He plays football. You know what I'm saying? Big motherfucker. Crushed his ass. Dude, I weigh less than 160. I lost weight, man. I'm like 150-something, man. Motherfucker told me 215, man. 215 pounds, man. Beat the shit. I fucking stopped him in 28 seconds, man. I'm the greatest, man. What the fuck did I tell you goddamn clowns, you sick motherfuckers that always leave me messages and put me down and talk shit every fucking day trying to break me down, but yet I keep breaking you motherfuckers down. You see that? No, I'm the best, number one. Nobody. Nobody can beat me physically or mentally. I'm number one. I'm the GOAT. I was born to do this shit. 86-0. I can fucking retire right now on top after a victory like that, man. But you know what? Let me tell everybody the whole story about the two wins. Well, me and Curtis went to Gold's Gym. And, hold on, fan message. Wait, what? No, dude, you gotta call in the radio. You can't. Not Facebook. All right, hold on. Yeah. I murdered that motherfucker. That's what you fucking sit here to get. He was a fighter. He was no slouch, man. He was a big motherfucker. But I do this to everybody. I beat everybody. The U.S. Marine, he saw what I did to him? Crushed his ass. Made him take off his gloves, man. Hey, let Deontay Wilder fight me now. I dare him. I TKO'd him in the ring. I didn't even train. I actually prepared for this shit. Why do you think I look so good today? No, literally, this was, like, arguably one of my greatest fights ever. I mean, I was just, the volume punching was just amazing. I mean, like, fucking the left. I hit him with a left, and then I start rushing him. He starts covering up, and then I break through his guard. Boom. Left uppercut. The motherfucker starts fucking backing up. He landed a lucky uppercut on me, a lucky punch. And then after that, see? Iron chin, taking a punch from a heavyweight that big. After that, I go, boom. He turns his fucking back, left hook, stopped him. 28 seconds, man. And this fucking loser, Floyd Mayweather Jr., $300 million for what? For running around the fucking ring? Hey, WWE guys are rich too, man. Hey, Floyd Mayweather Jr., I punched Deontay Wilder and that guy flew away like a fucking cannon flew into him, man. Come on now. I guarantee you, if the way you all saw the way I rushed that guy today? If I was to rush Wilder like that, well, I did rush Wilder and I fucking clocked him. But I'm just saying, if I was to rush Wilder like that, if I was to rush Floyd Mayweather Jr. like that, if I was to rush Vladimir Klitschko like that, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, any of them, they would get knocked the fuck out. They would TKO, knocked out, whatever. They would... Too much speed, man. Too much speed. Sorry. The power is immense, but the speed, man, I don't know, man. I don't even know anymore what's more speed or power, but that hand speed is just fuck. I mean, I'm literally like, boom, 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 boom. How the fuck? Nobody can beat me. Come on, man. I'm the best. But see, I actually prepared for this shit. And yeah, anyways, me and Curtis went to Gold's Gym, and they had a boxing ring in downtown. And I challenged the shitload of boxers there. They had some guy from the Marines, military. Dude was like 300 pounds, 6'7". I told him, hey, big boy, you want a title shot? He said, no, I'm cool, man. I'm like, yeah, but you're a fucking Marine, man. Don't they teach you that you can't back down? He's like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm like, oh, whatever. Muay Thai. The Muay Thai guy was in the ring. Literally, he's inside the ring shadow boxing. I come up. I'm like, you want to fight? He's like, oh, no, I'm cool, man. Son of a bitch takes off his gloves and gets out of the ring. Terrified of me, literally everybody backing out, and I just keep challenging, and then some fucking cocky son of a bitch walks up to the ring, some fucking big motherfucker, like, I don't know, 220, 230, approximately, heavyweight, about 6 feet, my height, except fucking 230 pounds, this guy walks up, and I told him, like, you a boxer? And he answers to me in, like, a very arrogant manner, like, yeah, I'm a boxer. And I'm like, let's go in the ring. He's like, no, I'm cool, man. I'm like, okay. He gets up. I jabbed him right in the jaw. That was win number 85. That's why I'm 86-0. Yeah, I literally went from 84-0 to 86-0 in one day. But I always do this shit. I remember when I went to jail, I knocked out two guys. But this was boxing matches, though. I won two boxing matches, like, with gloves. Like, when I went to jail, I beat two guys street fight, like, you know, bare knuckle. But this shit was boxing, man. See, I told everybody, street fight, boxing, same shit, man. I always win, man. It's not the same shit, but I mean, like, same result. All right, hold on. Yeah, you hear me? Any callers, man, feel free to call in. I bet the haters don't want to call in. These guys are probably hanging themselves or drinking poison or... Yeah, listen, these people are sick. I had to take so much abuse on the internet, on, like, verbal abuse that I did not deserve. And these lesser fighters constantly get praise and when I'm so much better than them. I mean, you saw what I did. I mean, listen, that guy, mixed martial artist, man, said he was black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, man. Beat the shit out of him, man. What the fuck, man? What more do you want me to do, man? What more do you want me to do, honestly? Seriously, I've done it all. I beat a professional boxer, and I beat a professional MMA fighter in fucking 20 minutes time. I literally punched one guy in one gym, and then they kicked me the fuck out because I hit him. They said, I'm too violent, blah, 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 go fuck yourself, you fucking fags. I go to another gym, boom, boom, boom. All right, hold on. Oh, come on, dude. I'm going to kill Nick Diaz, man. Nick Diaz, man. Bring him on. Bring him on. Oh, shit. I'll start throwing at him like that. He'll collapse, man. I think that black guy would knock out Nick Diaz. That'd be today, man. Nick Diaz, he's not even a heavyweight. Mayweather's too small, bro. Mayweather, I would knock him out with the first punch. Mayweather would not last 5 seconds with me. He's too small. He's way too small. You understand? Like I'm not that much bigger than weight wise, I'm not that much bigger than Mayweather. I'm middleweight, junior middleweight. But I'm a heavyweight inside a middleweight's body. Like I punch harder than any heavyweight in the world. I fucking nearly ripped Deontay Wilder's head off his shoulders. And I have, my hand speed is immense. So, yeah, there's theoretically no possible way Vladimir Klitschko or Floyd Mayweather can beat me. No way. Even if I'm on my worst goddamn day, I'll still beat them. And my chin, phenomenal. Listen, Wilder, I was off balance and he hit me in the back of the head. Shit happens. And in the ring, I fucking murdered Wilder. Hold on, I think you just need to fight another famous person for your next fight. Dude, I beat two guys today, man. The famous person, those famous persons are paid professional actors. They're paid professional actors, brother. You know what I'm saying? Gilles Wall, he's a TV fighter. I mean, he's known. He's been on TV. He's knocked guys out on television. I've kicked his ass, man. I'm number one. Listen, the haters will always hate. They're sick. I beat Wilder, Gilles Wall, Mayweather Senior, the British guy that I outboxed with the right jab. That guy was on TV in England. I beat the fuck out of him. These motherfuckers are mentally ill, man. Come on, man. I got married to a goddess. You saw how beautiful my wife is, right? They were hating on her, man. Because she married me, they were hating on her. These guys are mentally ill. You can't please them, man. I can knock out Klitschko and Mayweather and Wilder, three of them in the same day, and they're still going to talk shit. There's just no way. I mean, yeah, they deep down, after watching today's massacre, they feel stupid. Hey, no. Attention, haters. Now you bitches know it's real. You fucking retards. Now you know it's real. Charlie Zelenhoff, greatest of all time, man. Yeah, man, these son of bitches write me crazy comments like, oh, is this guy for real? Is this fucking for real? Punch Deontay Wilder, he motherfucking nearly flew out of the goddamn ring, man. You bet it's for real, man. I knocked out a murderer. You kidding me? I knocked out a guy. Hey, now after watching today's beatdown, now all the fights that were not on video, now you better fucking believe that they happened. Hoodlum, the 2012, and knocked him out cold. You know what I'm saying? He dropped. Ambulance got him. Son of a bitch is literally walking. I saw him. Me and my homies were driving around. I saw him walking, talking to himself. Before I hit him, he was not like that. He was like a normal party. But now he's talking to himself. See? Brain damage, son. Yeah. So, you clowns are brave behind them keyboards, man. But I would physically, if I knew how you haters looked like, what your names were, where you lived, I would give you brain damage. You know what I mean? And you guys would now be able to sit there on a computer and enjoy yourself by putting me down. Because you'd be fucking, I mean, you're all sick in the head, but I'm talking about you'd be like, you know, handicapped. So there it is. Okay, champ, we talked a little bit about this earlier question from a fan on Facebook, but you have accomplished almost everything fighting-wise, but you are now starting to get close to that legendary 100. Are you going to go for 100 wins quickly, or are you going to take some time off? I think if you keep fighting, you could get the wins in less than 1 year. I can get to 100 this year the way I'm going, man. 2 wins in a day, I can just fight 2-3 times in a week. I can score 2 wins a day. I got to handle stuff with my wife. I got to figure out when I'm going back to Ukraine. And, I smashed heavyweight boxer and a heavyweight MMA fighter today. Today's a legendary, historic day. Charlie Zelenhoff makes history yet again, man. I destroyed my opponents, and I destroyed these delusional fucking evil haters, man. These people are evil. Do you understand that? They're sick people, man. They don't appreciate real talent. I'm the GOAT, man. You understand? Number one. Man, let me play the fight right now. Yeah, I'm going to get to 100, no. But, yes, I will definitely take a break. I deserve it. May. Well, I was with my wife, and that's no shit. That's why I didn't fight anybody. But I took May off. But then in June, I go back to Los Angeles, and I brutally beat the shit out of a heavyweight from the Navy. And then you saw the one shot, the one punch TKO versus that heavyweight with the durag. Yeah, okay, beat him with one punch. Now that's in June. Then July. 2 guys in Ukraine, I was with my wife again, and then I said, all right, you know what, the marriage wife is great, but it's time to continue doing, it's time to go back to the fight game, bare knuckle, 2 motherfuckers, one of them was an MMA champion, one punch, and, August, I took the whole August off, but I trained like crazy in August. I mean, hey, you saw the fight today, man. See? I mean, a lot of my fights, I don't even train. I just go in there and fuck people up. But I prepared, and look at how I look, man. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, man, I could even retire if I wanted to, man. You know, I got nothing to prove, man. That's it, man. But You know, I beat everybody. I mean, that, what else is there? What else is there left to prove? I mean, Mayweather Jr. is a pussy. He's never going to fight me. I mean, maybe. I hope he will. I mean, but that would be a legendary fucking knockout win for me. But Vladimir Klitschko has been ducking me. I mean, he was ducking me before I hit my prime. Now, I mean, come on. Wilder's team told me that Klitschko saw all my videos. He would not want to fight me now. Especially if he sees what happened today. That was no way he'll. And I know Deontay Wilder personally on the phone told me after we boxed that he watches my fights. That, you know, he saw me and Derek the Giant, me and Dejan, and he's seen. And Deontay, take a look at today's victory, motherfucker. Yeah, your Povetkin bullshit, man. Nobody cares, motherfucker. See? No. Mayweather's going to have his fake shit with Berto? Andre, who? Come on. These guys are laughing stocks, man. The guy that I beat today would kill Andre Berto, man. And he'd knock Mayweather out if he would connect. So, Mayweather, Berto, and then Wilder, who? Povetkin, what? Charlie Zelenoff, motherfuckers. My fight today, 28-second stoppage. Yeah, my fights are short, but it's not my fault. I'm so strong and fast, and motherfuckers can't keep up with me. What am I supposed to do? Fucking go 1% and let these guys just you know, wait, you want me to jab them for 12 rounds? And no, man, not going to happen, man. Hell, even if I fucking jab somebody, but like, if I just like said, fuck this, I'm going to go so easy on these guys, and I'm just going to just throw nothing but jabs. I'm not even going to fucking throw hooks. I'm just going to jab, jab, jab. They're going to quit because I'm going to bloody their nose, and they're going to, it's still going to be a TKO. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that dude was on his way of getting knocked out, man. That motherfucker, that left hook at 004, you play it right now. And your career is over one day. Will you stay in the fight game, maybe like training or working with kids or something, and get back to the sport? Yeah, I've always wanted to train people again, you know. Yeah. You know, I don't know. We'll see, man. We'll see. Yeah, I do, but the problem is, man, if I train people, they're going to become very good, man, and they might want to challenge me one day, and then they're going to get knocked out, so I'm going to have to knock out my own clients, but we'll see about that one. It depends. I could train somebody to be a killer. I could train somebody just self-defense so they can defend themselves, but it depends. But yeah, a lot of people, it's just, man, I mean, Curtis, next time he calls on the radio, you guys could ask him, like 20 fucking people backed out. And we're talking professional fighters, man. We went to the ring. Nobody wanted to fight, man. Nobody. Motherfuckers just backing out. Some six, seven. The day before my victories, I challenged some 6'8 football player at Big Five to get some hand wraps. Motherfucker said no. And, yeah, I don't know. Hey, but see, persistence, man. Keep challenging. Eventually, somebody will step up, man. That guy backed out next to the ring. I got so fed up with these pussies, and I just punched him in the face, man, and boom. And he started complaining, and, you know. Yeah. Yeah, he said, he's like, yeah, I'm a boxer, man. Yeah, if you're a boxer, then get in the fucking ring with me, motherfucker. What are we standing next to the ring? What are we? He sat down on the ring. I was next to the ring. My gloves, extra pair of gloves, everything. Some bitch said, he's like, yeah, I'm a boxer. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm the best fucking boxer, motherfucker. I punched his ass in the fucking face, man. 85-0 right there. And then on video, 86, man. Let's play 86 right now.
86. I got 86. And now you made three bitches
know I'm in the mix. Fucking pussy. Clowns. Is there anybody that you have beat before that have asked for a rematch? Anyone you would give a rematch to if you both agreed to it? Well, he didn't ask for it, but I would definitely give him a rematch. That's Southpaw Sill. Hey, listen, the way I box today, the Southpaw Sill would get killed. As much respect as I have for Southpaw Sill, I beat his ass once, and it was not my best day. I outboxed him, but if I would box him again and fight the way I fought today, Southpaw Sill would be sleeping on the canvas, face down, man. And he's a good fighter. He's a very good fighter. But, yeah. And, you know. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of these underground fighters. They're not that. They don't get that publicity. They don't get that, you know, fake stream coverage. But they're better than these fake boxers, man. I'm telling you, man. I'll rush anybody like that. They're going down, man. Anybody. Oh, yeah, and today, actually, at the gym, I challenged some dude. He said his name is Juan Ortiz. He said he played for the NFL. He said Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, some guy from Dallas Cowboys. And I'm like, let's go in the ring, man. He's like, I don't know, man. Then I told him, come on, man. I'm like, come on, big boy, let's go, man. You're going to get a title shot, man. I'm world champion, man. Like, I beat Deontay Wilder, Jill Zavala, man. I'm number one in the world, man. Let's go. Here's your chance, man. And then he's like, all right. And then I'm waiting. I put my shit, my gloves, the ring, and then I come up to him. I'm like, let's go. He was like, oh, no, man. I got to run. He's like, yeah, here, write down my number. I'm going to give him a call. Well, if that fight happens, then the Dallas Cowboy fans are going to hate me because I'm going to fucking break his whole fucking face, man. But, yeah, he was a big motherfucker, man. Oh, listen, I would have killed him just like I killed that guy today. Yeah, he said Dallas Cowboys, Juan Ortiz. That's what he said his name was. He doesn't play anymore, but he said he used to for the Cowboys. I mean, NFL players are just big. I mean, it would be a good victory, of course, but I think beating the MMA fighter that I beat today was, you know, better. Yeah, you haters are delusional, man. You guys are done, man. People are mentally fucking ill. People don't know what the fuck you're talking about on the message boards. Bunch of retards. Torture the haters right now, man. Let's play this fight.
Here we go. Let me commentate my own victory, man. Look at this. Hey, big boy. What's up? Body shot. Oh, woo! Got him with that left. I got him with that left. Look at him. Oh! Woo-hoo! I said my wife could fight. I'm like, baby, let me show you something. Oh, fuck. Damn, you haters got smashed. That motherfucker almost flew into the motherfucking glass, man. Whoa, that motherfucker even say, whoa, man. Hell yeah. Whoa, man. You got fucked up, big boy. What's up? Watch it, watch it. Oh! You see that uppercut? God damn. Let me watch that again, man. Look at that uppercut, man. God damn. I fucked him up, man. You haters are sick in the head. You motherfuckers need to take your medication, man. Charlie Zonoff is the best, man. Yeah, these fucking retards talk so much shit, man. Look how I fight, man. Look how I box, man. Look how I rush motherfuckers, man. I'm the fucking greatest. Yeah, but I beat mainstream fighters. I beat underground fighters. I beat everybody, man. You can't. I'm 86 and no. You come on, man. I'm 27 years old, and I got 86 wins, man. Nobody's ever done that before, dude. If I retire right now, nobody will ever beat my record, man. Never. 86 wins.
57 knockouts. Yes, TKOs count as knockouts. 57 knockouts, motherfuckers. One no contest that is not recognized by the Underground Boxing Federation. And the guy that I had a no contest with, I brutally, brutally knocked him the fuck out. Andrew Hartley, all right? I was 19 years old, man. Come on, man. I went on to beat Deontay Wilder. I went on to beat Gilles Zavala, Derek the Giant. Come on, man. I'm not the same person I'm not the same person. When I would be a kid when I was 17, 16, and I would go on the message boards and talk shit to these guys, yeah, man, we're not the same person, man. I evolved. Well, I was always the GOAT. I mean, even before I got this strong, it was destiny. I'm the GOAT, you know what I'm saying? But I evolved into the greatest of all time. And, you know, God works in mysterious ways. He did it on purpose like that. They're like, oh, you know, you got this guy, Charlie. You know, nobody's going to ever, you know, give him the chance to be this good, this great of a boxer. You know what I mean? Boom. You got all these sick motherfuckers hating on him. Next thing you know, Charlie Lee beats this guy. He beats that guy, this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. He beats every guy. This is it. I'm number one. I am number one, pound for pound. Yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, you're the real TBE. Listen, I'm the GOAT, man. I don't want to go by, yeah, I am the best ever. But I don't want to go by that because that's Mayweather's fucking, you know, Mayweather has this delusion that he's the best fighter. He's not. I've never seen him beat a heavyweight, never. He would never, heavyweight, He's scared to fight somebody 5 pounds heavier than him, man. What heavyweight, man. Come on now. Cut again, man. God damn, that was a hard-ass fucking shot, man. That dude had a chance.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, the ref would have stopped that shit, man. I like this one right here. This is left hand. Oh, got him right there. That motherfucker, he was confused, man. He motherfucker probably thought he probably felt like a fucking assault rifle was hitting him, man.
That's it, Charlie Z. From 84-0 to 86-0 in one day, in like 15, 20 minutes time, man. Beat one guy at one gym. Literally go to the other gym like 15 minutes later and smash another guy. That's incredible. That's never been done before. Two wins in like 15 minutes. In like 15, 20 minutes. Two wins. Two boxing wins with gloves on. Yeah. Sugar Ray, who? Cassius, who? Come on, man. Get out of here with them bums, man. All-time greats, all-time jokes, man. That's who they are. I'm the all-time greatest. And Frank Stea, if you're listening to this, you fucking delusional nobody, yeah, you don't want to fight me, son. I cracked Deontay Wilder in the jaw, and I'm sure you've seen my fight today. Yeah, that black guy would kill you, Skank Stea. If I rushed you like that, you'd be a vegetable, man. You'd be in the hospital. You'd be drinking through a fucking straw. You're mentally ill, dude. Tell you what, you want to be victim number 87, you come to L.A. But you're not a fighter, though. Beating you means nothing. You know what I'm saying? Today I beat a fighter, two fighters, a boxer and an MMA fighter. And Deontay Wilder. The whole come to Alabama? No. I beat you, you come to L.A. or Las Vegas, and I will knock you out cold and put an end to all that bullshit, false hype that you spread on TMZ and all this shit. Deontay Wilder, you are not in my fucking league. I crushed you. I crushed you in the ring, Deontay. You're a fucking bitch. That's it. Charlie Zelenoff is the best. DeJean Daniels, oh, man, if I would have rushed DeJean like that. See, that's how I should have. See, I outboxed DeJean, but I should have rushed him like I rushed Big Boy today. He would get knocked out. Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. I mean, Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Against the John, I beat his ass. I mean, I hit him with that three-piece, but come on, compare that fight to this fight. I mean, this black guy I beat today would knock the John the fuck out, but I look better, you know, this fight than against the John's, because against the John, it was not my best day. And, you know, if I was to buy, that's what I'm saying. He dodged me. He backed out. Wilder backed out. Many others backed out. That's why, you know, this is it. Hey, great backup, man. This motherfucker was a great backup. I beat the guy in the gym where they had the ring, but they didn't get recorded because it was too sudden. You know what I mean? It was just like all of a sudden, boom, Charlie Z just punches him. And I'm telling Curtis, I'm like, all right, well, this guy was a boxer. I jabbed him in the face. You know, he quit. But I gotta get something on video. I promised the fans, everybody, I promised the whole world that I'm gonna get something on video. And this is it, man. I sure got it, man. Yeah, that was, man, let me watch that uppercut again. That shit was fucking crazy ass fucking punch, man. Yeah, you haters need mental help, man. Why is 004? Look. Oh! Hey, watch this. Uppercut. Look how loud it was. Damn, I fucked him up. Yeah, what is Boxer I got to say now? Fucking tards, man. You fucking retards. I'm 86-0, man. Saying that I'm 0-1? How can I be 0-1 when I'm literally beating the fuck out of everybody on video, man? And I'm scoring all these wins, man. I'm 86-0, you son of a bitches, man. You people are fucking delusional, man. Fucking rejects, man. Boxrec is a joke. Listen, Boxrec would not allow me to fight heavyweights. Do you understand? I'm beating heavyweights. They have hundreds of weight classes, pointless weight classes. They fight once a year. It's a bullshit era, okay? It's bullshit. A lot of the fights are staged. The fights that are not staged, it is a bullshit era, okay? I'm too goddamn strong. If you weight classes, middleweight, are you kidding? If you put me and Gennady Golovkin in the same ring, Gennady Golovkin would be a fucking vegetable. I'd kill that motherfucker. The guy I beat today was 215 pounds, man. Gennady Golovkin's 160. I would annihilate him. He's too small. Yeah, we may be the same size, but do you understand? I have the power of a heavyweight. I beat heavyweights. I beat Derek the Giant. I beat this guy today, the Deontay Wilder. Come on, would Gennady Golovkin one-shot Deontay Wilder? No way in hell, man. Wilder would kill him. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You put me and Gennady Golovkin in the same ring, he gets knocked out in the first round. Too small. Too small to take my power. And I'm too goddamn fast. I'd kill that motherfucker. He's overrated. What the fuck? What is he, 34 or 30? I'm 86-0, man. You know what I'm saying? All these fucking deranged retards supporting these fake fighters. All this mainstream. These guys are like, oh, you're going to watch that fight? You're going to watch that? These are not real fights. These are shows. This is fucking entertainment like WWE. These are live movies, man. Okay, yeah, the punches may be real, but it's still a live movie because those are predetermined fucking fights. You know what I'm saying? That's it, man. Let me show you. Hold on, you haters. Before I cut the radio, run out of time. Listen to this. Eat this, you delusional fucking deranged, psychotic, schizophrenic motherfuckers, man. Look at that uppercut. 0-10. Ha ha ha! Champ got the last laugh. 86-0.